Thankful on the Farm. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. As families across the state come together for Thanksgiving, we hear from our farmers, whom we should all be thankful for, in the food that they help provide. Robertson County's Robert Elliott says he looks forward to the traditional Thanksgiving dinner with a large gathering of family on the farm.
I'm really thankful for my family, my wife and my daughter, and hopefully our future children. But I'm really thankful for what all God has provided for us and the abilities that he's given me to be able to do things and communicate and advocate for agriculture across the state and across the U.S.
In West Tennessee, Brenda Baker of Owyon County will be doing a lot of Thanksgiving cooking for her family.
Everybody comes to my house. So we have children, grandchildren, soon going to have next Thanksgiving. We'll have a great grandchild. We have everything from fried turkey to ham to special fruit salad and pecan pie and everything that goes along.
And what is Brenda Baker thankful for this year?
The health that we still have. I'm thankful for the farm that we're living on. Thankful for the fact that we have a son that came back and is the newest in a long generation, many generations of farmers. I'm thankful for a grandson who's serving in the Navy this year. For the new generations that we've got coming.
In East Tennessee, Eddie Thompson of Union County says his three grown sons and their families will gather for lunch tomorrow at his house for a traditional meal, and for that he's extremely thankful.
I'm thankful for all the blessings that God has given us, and I'm thankful for the children that he gave us. I'm just thankful. And you know, I've told people, it's impossible to be depressed when you're thankful. And I am thankful, so I'm never depressed.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.